That's the creepiest thing I've ever read. Okay. Looking for a sweet young girl who wants to be taken advantage of.
Wow. Or not seeking a woman for hearty usage. That one didn't.
Oh man, didn't rub you the wrong way.
I don't want to see them. But
oh,
there's a lot of pictures.
Right? Holy shit.
How goes it, ladies and gentlemen? This is the How We Do podcast, a self-help podcast from the beautiful state that you're in. I am your good boy, Ian. To my left, as always, that cricket on your shoulder, Kyle.
Thank you.
To his left, that mind of a child, Jarrett.
Hello!
And to his left, our bright North Star, Gage.
Hi! Was that good?
That was good. Hi. I like that.
Did you like that?
I feel very welcome now.
Well, we're all here.
I got that good hi.
I'm gonna go back to Craigslist.
Yeah. Are these your animal crackers or
those are animal cookies? Yeah, I put those in front of Ian so he'd eat some, and he fucking didn't.
I forgot.
Oh, I thought they were his.
No, yeah. I will eat them.
Yeah, okay. Well, I thought that maybe that's what you were high on. Crush one up in the bathroom.
Ooh.
Absolutely, eat some of those.
I mean, they are
sound
iced.
Like shit on here. But
are they icing?
They're iced.
They're iced.
Yeah. Ooh, they're on ice.
That means they're the best kind.
They got that meth.
Animal cookies on the rocks.
That's all you gotta do.
It's not with that.
Shoot straight up the nose.
Isn't that what iced is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, make up my mind real quick.
Yes.
It's not at all?
No. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I don't know.
I can't handle this. Get into the Tuesdays.
It is.
Damn it, there's no more Craigslist posts.
Shit. Well, I don't believe that for a second.
I'm going to Casual Cash.
There you go.
Hell yeah. Going.
Okay. It is Spiderwebuary 20th, and it is National Cherry Pie Day.
Hell yeah. So all of you fans of the guys that made that song.
Is it Warrant?
I think it's Rat.
No, it wasn't Rat.
It's not Rat?
It's Warrant.
It was Warrant.
Was it Iron Maiden?
No.
No.
Actually, pretty sure it was AC/DC.
No,
might be AC/DC.
Right? No, Black Sabbath made the song Iron Maiden.
That's true. Yeah. That's right.
Iron Maiden.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Yep.
Craigslist Ed.
Chubb once pounding. All right, whatever.
thanks for throwing that one in there, Gage. Cherry pie day.
Happy cherry pie day.
I don't think I've ever had cherry pie. Not gonna lie.
Cherry cream pie.
What's your favorite pie?
Chocolate pie. It's pretty good.
All right, cool. I don't give a shit about the rest of you.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin's overrated. Nope.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Hey,
all right, Ian, what's your favorite pie?
Either I can only handle this in very short bursts, but small slices of pecan pies are very good. And then other than that, pumpkin pie.
Okay. See, you said only in very small bursts, and I assumed you were going to make a woman joke.
I thought you were going to say cream pie.
Cream pie was the joke that I could have said.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
The low-hanging fruit. Can't take it.
Nope.
Fair.
It was right in front of me, and it's
just...
You
gotta work for it.
Yep. Anyway. It was stuck. Go ahead. With the next one.
The next one?
Go ahead and change that whole thing.
Goofing. National Love Your Pet Day.
Every day.
Every single day.
Every day. I love Lil Baby Porkhammer. Because that's my dog's name.
You know, Porkhammer sounds like a pianist.
Well, I'll tell you, she's barely larger than an average penis.
What's average?
She's a chihuahua.
Okay, so like...
7...
Do I need to look up the average size of a dick?
I don't. I'd rather
or a chihuahua.
Not.
I bet. Okay, but place your bets. What do you think it is? The average size of a penis?
5.5 inches.
I'm gonna say 5.9.
I bet it's less than both of those.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 5 and 9 inches.
Okay. Got it.
Nope. That's
solid
not right.
Five. Solid five.
Saying it's 5.5, you gotta look. Five,
I'm going. I'm going. I'm going for. Inches. I'm going for the lower.
I don't like
17. Why is this?
Can you erase this real quick? Erase all of it.
Okay.
Just type in average.
Penile length.
Penile length.
What
that
is
was
a
the first
penile.
Result that comes
What's a penile?
Up.
I don't know what a penile
Don't you
is.
Get that at Home Depot?
No,
that's a ball
penile. No, penile. It's the river in Africa.
5.1.
Damn.
Wow. Kyle,
I'll take
Kyle
that W.
Right there, he won. He won it without going over.
You won the penis quiz.
Yeah.
Yes.
That means you get a penis from The Price Is Right or something.
Yeah.
Drew Carey's dick.
Is he Price Is Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is now.
Still.
I guess.
But he's still.
He's been doing that for a while.
He's like 97.
He's not Bob Barker.
Not yet. They're like morphing him into him.
I guess that's true.
All right.
Wait, how big is the average chihuahua?
You gotta look up length. Well, yeah.
Chihuahua length. Fuck me.
C-H-I. No, you got it. You got it.
No, chihuahua. Oh, yeah. Oh, chihuahua. No, chihuahua length.
So now you have to look up the average weight of a penis.
Oh. Okay, the average height of a chihuahua, hold on. The average height of a chihuahua is 5.9 to 9.1 inches.
Is your dog less than average?
No, we need length, though. We need length.
Yeah, I guess you need length.
Well, it depends on which way the chihuahua is standing.
Dude, average chihuahua length.
No, chihuahuas are the fourth most popular dog.
Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
Lurk. L-R-N-G-T-H. Lurk.
Everything's right.
6 to 9 inches.
6 to 9 inches.
Yeah. 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 Oh, I don't know. I like the chewy hoo ha ha ha's. Those are my favorites.
Cool.
What's your penis way? Thunder's place. I feel like I'm gonna get really.
This is Thunder's place.
Wait.
Oh. Okay.
What does that say?
This is a forum. I want answers. Damn it.
Wikipedia.
Wiki.
Wiki that thing.
No, it's right or there. Reddit.
Shut it.
God, you're just making all sorts of.
Oh, hey! Cartoon.
Are we on Craigslist again?
We got Cartoon.
It feels like it.
This is educational. That's why it's not blurred.
Yep.
Well, I don't think they're going to have a wait.
Conditions?
I don't want to click that, Kyle.
That's when you get actual real pictures of.
What about air conditions?
I don't.
Well, among gay men. Male self-perception.
They underestimate the size of their own penis. So guys out there, give yourself a little love.
A little more credit.
Probably not as small as you think, but it probably.
It might 5.1 is average. So
yeah, just
anybody
think,
under
anything
that.
Above that, you're good to go.
Sorry.
Less, maybe hide.
Hide?
Hide from the women.
Put it on your...
Why is that making
what are
noise?
You doing?
What are you doing?
I don't know why that made noise.
We're doing a show.
Professional.
Doesn't even feel like we're doing a show. We're looking at dick sizes. What's the next How We Do? Louis, Tuesday.
It's wild.
Is that it?
I think that's all I had.
We had Handcuff Day.
Oh, it is National Handcuff Day. So all you kinky kinkers.
And if you see a cop steal his handcuffs and...
They really like it when you steal them and they hold them above his head and run around circles.
Look what I got.
Like keys at a baby.
Yeah, pretty much. And then he'll reach for it, but don't let him have it. Don't let him get it.
And if he pulls out his gun, it's not real. He won't shoot.
Yeah. He won't. He legally can't. Yeah.
If it has an orange tip, it's real bullets. If it doesn't, you're good.
Cops never accidentally shot someone innocent.
Mm-hmm. Never.
Or on purpose.
So. Never.
Their guns are
cops have never
rubber.
Shot anyone, actually.
They're not supposed to.
No, right. They never have.
They don't have guns.
I've never seen it.
They're all for show.
Well, yeah. What people don't realize is, they're holograms. They don't even exist. They're not real.
You can actually grab
them. Cops are barely even real. You can grab at it, and when you grab the gun, it'll simulate like it's in your hand, but it's not really, so it's fine if you do it.
Didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. And you still can't pull the trigger anyway, because it's not like...
Yeah, go ahead, try.
Yeah, you can't.
It's not going to work.
Guns actually aren't real.
Yeah. Also.
Yeah.
Awesome. National Handcuff Day.
Yeah, handcuff your friends or something. I don't know. I don't know what you do on Handcuff Day.
If you get cuffed to a bed, don't get left behind.
Did you see, there's a Netflix movie where a girl's cuffed to a bed and her husband has a heart attack while
and
she's
dies?
Cuffed.
Yeah. Isn't that the Gerald's Game thing?
Gerald's Game.
What was it?
Gerald's Game?
Jarrett's Game?
What was it called?
I don't know. I think
isn't that the movie?
Harold and Kumar?
I'm pretty sure it's Gerald's Game.
Jared Aldean?
Or something, right? Isn't that right?
Gerald and the... Big old mistake.
Jared in the cuffs.
Off the cuff with Gerald.
Yeah, a woman accidentally kills her husband during a kinky game, handcuffed to her bed with no hope of rescue. She begins hearing voices and seeing strange visions.
How does she accidentally kill him? What kills him?
No, he has a heart attack.
Well, she said.
I think they're like
him.
Doing something. And,
oh,
like,
that's
he
right.
Dies
they're,
while they're doing.
In
it.
In the trailer, they're in the process of
foreplay,
kinking it up,
and he's like being like. Because they're doing the whole handcuff thing, so he's being like a different person.
Doesn't she kick him?
Yeah, she kicks him, and it scares him, and he starts having a heart attack. And he dies right there, and she's like, well, I'm fucked. Well, I didn't get fucked.
No, Jesus.
Life's fucking me now.
Yeah. You just got God fucked.
God's like...
Coitus.
Handcuff.
I like to think that whenever I hear the word coitus, I think that it's a mobster from the 50s with his friend named Curtis, and he goes, ah, coitus.
Well, thanks for that.
Ever since I was in middle school, that's what I thought.
Mm.
Well,
I think that I've now heard the word coitus more times just today than I've ever heard it before in my life, ever.
Did he respond?
That was so quick.
Any, like, can you send pics, please?
Send him our boy. No, send him our boy, the stripping Asian.
Do I still have it on here?
Oh, please. Okay, so to preface this.
You guys are hearing magic happen. Right?
Yes, this is amazing.
We found a Craigslist
ad. This is the Tales from the List segment.
Yeah, this is. We'll just jump right into Tales from the List. Okay, so get into that music.
Tales from the List.
All right, so this is Tales of the List. We found a good one, and we decided to email them. It was movie date.
Maybe like 5 minutes before the show.
Yes, this was not planned.
No, not at all.
Pre-production on the show is really fun. Don't do anything.
We look at Craigslist penises.
Pretty much.
So you don't have to.
Yeah, so you know what the world's like without having to leave your safe space. So we found this one, and it's called Movie... tell them what movie you want to watch, too. Send on that one of Kyle.
I don't like how mine was right there. I don't like that.
Why do you have a picture of Kyle with his sleeve off?
Because that was the Kyle Stiles picture.
You're right. So,
but that was so recent.
There was this thing, and this guy said that he's bored and all this stuff, and he wants to cuddle and drink coffee, but he never specified which movie he was going to watch for this movie date. So we emailed him.
Both of them.
I sent him that one.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, please do. Send him all of them.
I don't know. Like, do we kind of want to like keep this going for a while?
I don't think this is going to go past
this. No, this is not going to go past this.
Okay.
I think this is going to be the cutoff. We emailed him and asked what movie, and he said, any you like, send pics, please. And so we're sending him some of our sweetest pictures. Just that way
I don't want to do that.
This way he's just really in a good happy place. You could send him our Christmas Halloween pictures. And Christmas pictures.
No.
Or our Valentine's Day pictures.
This is getting too real now.
I could send him this one. This Kate Bassie.
Or just send him our, like, How We Do Podcast banner.
Oh, well, he already knows. He's got our email.
That's fair. Or Tony Maguire. I don't know.
Tony Maguire.
So, do we tell him to write us in the review?
Rate us right now, and we'll read it right
rate
now.
Rate us right now, and we'll rate you.
Ooh, rate for rate.
That's how we get a dig.
Oh, rate for bait.
Well.
Right?
So okay, so what pictures do we have right now?
It's the Hong Kong stripper man, and then who has one to practice moves, and then it's a buff wrestler dude. I don't remember his name.
Raymond.
Oh yeah, Raymond. Sorry. Yeah, excuse me,
Jackmaster Raymond.
I'm not a fan of this show.
He is a Jackmaster. I forgot about that. He's perfect for Craigslist.
True. All
right. Is there anything else we can add to this besides just Black Panther?
I don't know.
I mean, do you want to add a tagline?
No, I think...
Stay golden, do it for Johnny?
No, I think just, hey, how about Black Panther?
How are you on Black Panther? Oh, okay, yeah. How about Black Panther?
What?
Need to feel empowered. Did you spell that wrong?
No.
It wants me to put Black Panther.
How do you feel about a Black Panther?
My nickname in college.
A Black Panther?
I'm just going to send him the Hong Kong guy.
Okay, because
yeah,
it's
conflicting images. It's going to be like, wait a minute.
Which one?
There's no way he got buff
this
quick.
Whoa,
there's
what
no
a
way.
Transformation. And he's a wrestler now.
Transformation Tuesdays.
Ooh.
So,
did you work at a teddy bear factory?
Are you
yes,
ready?
I did.
I can't talk about it. I have a mask.
I'm shy. I'm blind, actually.
I just can't stop drinking.
Oh, no, that was Wilton the Watcher.
Yeah, he didn't even flinch the howdypodcast@gmail.com.
He just,
what movie? Like, I'm bored.
God, he may be what very bored.
Is there a better movie we can watch at home? The Fourth Kind?
Well, keep in mind, this is 5 days ago.
And he's also sitting at home.
So
like,
maybe
oh,
he's still bored.
He's just sitting at his fucking computer like,
someday someone
will. Also,
when
you reply to a Craigslist email, does it say that it's from that email or does it give you a fake Craigslist email like that one?
I think it gave us a fake one too.
Wait, first you gotta get the ground rules. Who's paying?
Just
because that shit matters.
Oh shit! Hit insert. The worst button in the world.
That really is just the worst.
Like, why is it even there?
We can do get out.
So are we set
or
with Black Panther? Are we set with Blank Panther? I have a suggestion.
No, what's the suggestion?
50 Shades Freed.
Kyle.
See, I don't like. It's whatever you want to do. This is your man.
This
I don't
is your
care.
Kingdom.
Well,
I vote that we say Black Panther.
Okay.
And then I also vote
that
we say...
Is that because you watched it today?
Meet tonight at 10:05.
Oh. What?
And then give him the address.
Wow. No, let's not do
and
that.
And then we see if Kyle sees anybody just kind of wandering around.
Oh, God.
This is the best. So we may come back to Tales from the List throughout the show.
Yes.
So we'll keep you guys updated. And
do we want to do like some of the actual real stuff, or do we want to just have that? No,
this is the only thing. We're not going to introduce that we're going back to Tales from the List. The music's just going to play. Like
as the updates come through.
Yeah, as the updates come through.
Like a breaking news update.
Yeah, watch the ticker on the bottom of the podcast. Sure. You might see an email pop up.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. All right, we'll get back to you when we get back to you.
Tales from the List.
All right, so this is actually a perfect way to introduce my topic. So today I saw a video of a new game that came out. This game is called Master Seducer. Now this game takes you, an average man, and pins you against a woman. You have to try to seduce her. So I was coming to you guys. You know, who do I know best? It's the seducing womenizers at How We Do Podcast.
Oh, of course, the three of us.
The three of you, because I'm for sure taken.
Well, you already you've done your seducing.
I did my time.
Yeah, but just you've been so long since you've seduced, you kind of want to live vicariously through us.
Now I'm living this life.
Yeah,
I'm no longer that man. I'm 50 shades freed from that life.
50 shades locked up.
Well, later.
Handcuffed.
National Cup Day.
Yeah.
So.
Tales from the List.
Already?
Stupid idiot. Check for women, not men, asshole. Oh, he sent a picture of himself.
Oh my God.
It's a dick.
Why did he still send his picture? Or what did it picture? Say? Stupid.
Stupid idiot.
Check that says kiddie.
No, it says idiot.
Oh, I can't read it.
Stupid. Stupid idiot. Check for women, not men, asshole.
I don't get it. Send him another picture.
Right. I'll send him the picture of the girl from the Wilton the Watcher post.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Why?
You gotta look at that for a little while.
Why is his retaliation like a dick? Like, so, why?
Sorry. No, yeah. Okay. Sorry, that was my dad.
Oh my God.
Well,
that was quick.
Yeah, that was really quick. Thank you for. Well, I might be back.
Tales from the List.
So, how do you seduce a woman?
Drinking the water and now my nose hurts.
I'm sorry. Okay, we've just learned how to seduce a woman, A. How would you guys seduce a woman? What are the tips you would use to catch someone either by surprise or in playful conversation to seduce said woman or man?
What were those questions? I was not paying attention. I was writing down the timestamp.
I don't like how Jared is really close to the mic right now.
He's doing? Into it.
Tacos.
From Taco Bell?
Wait, anywhere.
Tacos, how you seduce women?
Yeah. You give them...
We learned from them anywhere. Experience from the 12-party taco pack.
Yeah, so they get arrested.
Those weren't women.
Were there women present?
There was women present.
All right, well, you weren't trying to seduce them. You were just trying to give them a good time. Are they different?
What's the difference?
Yeah, I'm saying.
I was going to do something, and I don't know if that'd be weird. I was going to have you guys... I was going to play the role as a woman.
Okay, be a woman.
And you guys are going to try to seduce me.
Didn't we do this last week?
Yeah, we've done this last 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But we can still do it again.
Am I going to lose again?
Don't worry,
I want that to happen.
I'm a two-time champ.
Okay, so imagine
Jared.
Yeah,
Ian's walking down the street. Beautiful woman, Ian.
Okay,
how do you approach?
Yeah,
you don't.
Oh,
you only do this through like text and.
Oh yeah,
you don't do face to face interactions. It's 2018.
Well, let's say I'm walking back from the donut store and I got a bag full of donuts. And
what
I'm
kind?
What
kind?
They're just donuts. It's a surprise for me.
It's a box.
So you gotta earn it.
I gotta know what I'm getting into.
I'm walking down the same street as you, same sidewalk. You're walking out of the donut shop. Yeah. I'm walking towards the donut shop. Okay? I bump into you. I'm like, oh! And then I see you got donuts from this donut shop, right? I'm like, I'm just going to that donut shop. Are they good donuts? And then you start this conversation
about
donuts.
What? You know what I say to that?
What?
No, I haven't had them yet. They're still in the bag.
Oh, you've never had donuts from here before?
No.
Well, if you want to, chill out for a second. I'm gonna go grab my donuts and we can try them together. Maybe we can go get coffee.
Is donuts code for drugs?
Yeah, yeah. I like that. It is. Jerry, your idea to seduce Ian is to backpedal immediately.
Yeah, we'll go get coffee. I'll get these donuts. We'll take our donuts. We'll get some coffee. It'll be great. We'll have a little conversation, chit chat. You know?
You just seem very energetic. Do
you like Liam Neeson?
What?
I'm sorry. I'm more of a Jason Statham guy.
Do you like Liam Neeson?
No.
Jason Statham's cool.
Jason's the dumbest Jedi in the world.
He is actually really stupid. I don't like him at all. So, Jason Statham, though, like, the movie that he's been in recently has been great.
Black Panther.
Are you talking about that movie with Bruce Willis where he's trapped in the building for Christmas?
No. The Jason Statham movie, the one where he his family gets killed and then he becomes like a vigilante.
The pacifier.
Taken. It's new. It's coming out this year. No, it's Death Wish.
Star Wars.
Mm-mm.
Death Race.
Mm-mm. Death Wish.
Death Race. Yeah, I've seen Death
Race. Yeah, it's a great movie. I think we should watch it sometime.
Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah.
Kyle, you following this?
I'm trying.
I'm so lost.
I don't know.
Let's say, twist of fates. She pulls out a donut box. What? Inside the box aren't donuts. It's a gun. And she's like, someone put a gun in my donut box.
What a shame.
Wait, again? Like, does this happen before? Like, oh, man. Again.
It's a comical prank that the kids at the local spot.
Which donut shop did you go to?
Donut Rios.
Donut Rios.
Yeah, Donut Rios.
It doesn't really sound like a cover for, like, a gun trade business or anything, so.
Well, on the bottom, the tagline is, these donuts are bang, bang, banging. Gucci gang, Gucci gang. God damn it.
Wait, did DJ Khaled like send you these
humor.
Donuts?
I like your humor. We should hang out.
No.
Uh-huh.
We should hang out.
We should totally talk.
So really? How do you feel about handcuffs?
Well, they're my favorite things.
They are. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Besides donuts and guns.
And you know these donuts look a lot like handcuffs.
Kyle, I have to stop you. We went over this.
Mm-hmm.
Donuts got replaced with a gun. So what donuts?
So there's zero donuts in the
box? There's no donuts.
Shit. There goes my stupid cool thing.
Wait, they could switch for you. Go ahead, Kyle.
Then I would just be like,
play your cards right.
Stay in school and just walk away.
That's you it. Know what's cool That's how about you try donuts. To pick up that chick?
No, like I failed at that point.
No.
I'm just like, all right, well, big bye. See you later.
Right, I'm going to let Gage get to his because I don't want to feel like I might steal his.
Surprised nobody has said this yet. Go ahead.
There's donuts in the box with the gun, right?
No.
Damn it.
It's...
Come on, we talked about it at the beginning of the show.
Well, I was gonna say I pull out the gun, I throw a donut in the air, and I shoot a hole through the donut, like straight shot, and I shoot a bald eagle to assert dominance, and she's like, "Wow, that was amazing," and let's go out. And I'm like, "Whoa, yes."
But the gun,
well, she would be
can't...
rock hard after that.
So
the gun doesn't work. Haven't we established that the gun doesn't work? It's a fake gun. So she's a cop. Wait, is she a cop? You have to tell me right now.
Oh my gosh.
Are you a cop?
No.
God, but because cops would have donuts.
Yeah. Remember, guns are holograms. They aren't real.
That's right.
You could put one of these donuts around my dick and eat it.
Well, since my...
the average size is 5.1 inches.
It can fit three of these donuts.
Wow. What about you, Kyle?
How many donuts?
How many donuts can you start measuring? Wrangle me some donuts, boy.
I'm gonna eat right through to your heart.
Do you think you can make like anal beads out of donut holes?
Yes.
Oh, I don't want to eat those.
Only chocolate covered donut holes, though.
No. That is just. I'm fucked up now.
What's that? You use glazed donuts? Now they're chocolate covered.
Fuck you.
They're glazed.
Go fuck yourself. Fuck off.
So I think we've really covered how to seduce a woman.
I don't think we've done anything.
We did. It's done. It's in stone.
All the women have been seduced.
So is that what happens in the game?
No, this game, like, it's really weird. This guy goes up to this girl and you get given situations about how to approach her. And one of them is pretend you're blind. One of them is...
hide behind them or something.
Yeah, creep up behind them. One of them is a joke, which is, you know what I really like in a woman? My dick.
And then
he goes, "Damn, girl," and she goes, "You wish," or something. He's
yeah.
like, "What up?
What up? Where you gone? Can I have your num?" Nice. There's a bunch. It's a really fucking weird game, and I don't understand how anybody would play it or enjoy it. And there's
is
a
this
part,
real?
Yes, this is 100% real.
For what console?
It's a computer game.
Is it really a PC game?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's called Master Seducer.
No, it's Super Seducer.
Super Seducer. That's what it is.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it?
And it's really funny because every time you get the wrong answer, it pans over to this guy that's sitting on a bed. He's like, "That's not right." And then like when it's right, when you get the right answer, all of a sudden there's hookers on the bed and he's sitting there and telling you what you did right.
But like he's looking at the camera and they're looking elsewhere.
Yeah, like, they're watching anywhere else.
They're watching the crash service table like, "I really want to fucking get a cracker right now because goddamn, I've been here all day."
But at least they're not like completely hollow. Just like,
oh no,
they're like mannequins.
They're pretty much that. They don't move.
Okay.
They don't blink.
That's good.
I don't think I saw a blink. They didn't.
Do they even exist?
Are they holograms?
Are they holograms?
Well? Son of a bitch.
You know, the mark of a good actor is less blinking. So, maybe they're just great actresses.
They're women of the night. They're road warriors.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Wait, are you a road warrior if you're on film?
I don't think so.
I think you're a porn star.
I think that's actually accurate.
Yeah.
Well, should we give them a different name then? What is it next? What is a step up from road? Plane?
Highway.
Yeah. Sky warrior?
Planes. Walker.
Planes
Ooh,
Walker.
Planes
that's a movie
Walker.
With The Rock in it.
Yeah, Plane Walker.
Is it? That's also like magic.
That sounds yeah, like I don't no, think, that sounds like an so average person. I'm just a plane walker.
Yeah. Which like, clearly they're not average.
I like Sky.
Amateur.
Sky
amateur.
Fighter.
Yeah. Sky Rider.
Star, Sky Ranger.
Star.
Luftwaffe.
You could just, I mean, oh,
no.
Porn nope. Star.
Porn star ship.
Space Ranger. Star. Porn star. Space Ranger.
Space Ranger.
There you go.
Space Ranger is a porn star. So yeah, that's how you seduce women.
We need our own Wikipedia page now that we have two like code words for things.
I'll edit.
Oh, we have so many more than that.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Any response from our good friend at Craigslist?
Nope. No, he's never replying.
He was not happy. He sent us a dick pic and was not pleased.
So, what then do you do? If that girl that you met on the street that you tried to hook up with sees you later with somebody that you're now dating.
What's the time span?
Yeah.
Wait, like, what do you mean, like... Like, you wanted
okay, so
to,
like,
but it
so,
just never happened? Like, with your penis?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So, like, yeah. So like, okay, so imagine you're talking to, we'll say, three people okay. at once.
Can you name
on
them?
On Tinder.
I'm you talking to three people right now. My,
okay.
Yeah. Can you
yeah,
name
so,
them?
So, okay.
I'm talking to you
so
three. Who am I
talking
gonna
to three people,
name
okay?
Them.
Fucking...
Give me a name.
Jill... I don't want to use 3J names. We'll say Jill...
Jill, Janice, and
Amanda,
Janet.
And, Zoe.
Oh,
we gotta Zoe. We gotta go to the Z. We gotta go
you know
to the
end
of the
album. The funniest part is putting you on the spot. I feel like you had a lot of trouble picking a name that you
that
didn't
wasn't
previously
someone
know.
You've already talked to.
I like, was trying to find names that I don't know anyone named that.
Yeah, Zoe's gonna be real pissed off.
Yeah, yeah I don't know.
Zoe 101 will be so mad.
So, okay,
you
so you're talking to three people, okay? And you're talking, you hang out with all three of them, you know?
At the
same
time?
No,
damn,
not at the same time.
Fucking up top,
so dog. Womanizer.
All right, fuck you then.
No.
High
so,
five.
So say you're talking to three people. You've hung out with a couple of them, all three of them, not at the same time. And then you start dating one that you pick from the litter that
from the
you,
crop.
That you,
Jerry,
from the litter?
You know what? Worth, you've just made like second choices all over the world, and they're just like, forever we'll be
so,
in the second choice. This
you're, the,
so,
you're the runt.
So, yeah, okay. So you pick one from the litter that you like and you want to take home with you,
you
and you want to make
up.
Yours.
It's National Pet Day.
Really you want to make them
national,
yours?
It's National Pet
God,
Day.
Put in a fucking box?
Have you ever heard of pet play? People do that. It's real.
Check Craigslist.
Anyways.
I need our
so
services.
You've got three people. You start dating one. Then you go, say, to fucking Applebee's and the waitress.
All day
no, listen. And the waitress is one of the girls you were talking to and you're with your now girlfriend.
And then the
how,
other girl
do?
Owns Applebee's.
Yeah.
How real is this scenario?
This is entirely made. Well, okay. The scenario of running.
Here's the thing.
No, the scenario so of this. Running into somebody that I was talking to while with a significant other has happened before once. At a mall. It was not really that awkward. It was pretty awkward because
okay,
she followed
well,
me into Hot Topic and said, hey!
This 100% is not awkward to me at all.
Okay, it was kind of weird.
Now, if it's your waitress and they say, and you don't tell your significant other, and they're like, "Are you gonna give him a tip?" Be like, "Oh, I gave him a tip before.
I've already tipped her once with my dick,
with my my penis."
So how do you handle
time span? How long have you been dating this person? Okay. How long has it been since you talked to that other person?
17 days?
Let's say it was a month.
A month relationship is new with the new girl.
So you were talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
You start dating this new girl.
Mm-hmm.
1 month after that. So you've been dating your current for 1 month.
Right.
And then you go to Applebee's.
Does she know?
Huh?
Does she know?
No. She's not aware until you make her aware.
You don't make her aware.
Yeah, don't say that in the situation.
Oh, that's my ex.
No, that's not your ex. That's like, oh, no.
Hey, Amanda, this is Zoe, who I tried to fuck while we were talking.
I tried to put my penis in her, just like I did you.
Yeah, remember how last time was fun? I wanted to do that with her, too.
But not anymore.
But you're the one I picked out of the litter.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Don't worry. I had options. I picked you out of them all.
Yeah.
I'm such an out there man. I had you.
And you're welcome.
I didn't pick her because she doesn't eat ass.
Yeah. She said no.
She said no on the first
day. I don't like chocolate.
God damn.
What are you doing?
Plays different.
What are you doing with these donut holes?
Is that a gun? They're not real, silly.
You stupid idiot.
So I've been in that situation where I started dating a girl and I've had a girlfriend show up to a function I was at. For me, it wasn't weird at all. I didn't see it that way. I wasn't... Me and the other girl had... Not a really, like, it hadn't been said out loud, but we weren't talking anymore. Like, I didn't continue a conversation with that person, but once I began dating this new person.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was more awkward for her than anything, because she saw that and she was like,
Well,
fuck. That's must have been what happened. No warning sign there. And then I think she was more upset than either of us were.
Oh, this is important. Did you ghost the girl that you ran into?
No.
Jared.
Well, I mean, 100%. No. Well, no. When it happened,
that's ghosting.
No, when it happened, I hadn't. I told her I was like, I'm talking to somebody else. And that was the
end. That's better because if you ghosted her and then you show up and she's like, "This is why I got ghosted."
Mm. Oh, makes sense now, asshole. Yeah.
Thanks.
Could be like spit on your burger.
Oh yeah, if she's my waitress, I'm leaving that restaurant.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I'll take.
I'm sick.
We'll take the check. You got waters. See ya.
Thanks. All right, bye.
Sounds good.
This table's open. You scream to the line of fucking frat dudes trying to get into Applebee's.
What?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, does that happen?
I just did Applebee's. Did you just make up a stereotype?
Yeah, I did. Jared, I'm in a fraternity. I've never had taken my bros to Applebee's.
Why not?
Yeah, you would.
Is Applebee's not good enough for you?
We go to Chipotle.
Chipotle. Okay.
Oh,
Chipotle.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah, I've never been in that situation. So
ever?
No. At least I don't think so. If I have, I was oblivious.
Yeah.
No.
You're oblivious to everything anyway, so you never would have known.
That's true.
I think it would depend on the other person. Like, not your current significant other, but the other person.
The third party.
If that person is going to follow you into a store and be like, "Hey, what's up?" And then
why
she's
are we
like,
dating?
Okay, but see,
or
like,
she's like, "What the fuck are you doing? Like, what's going on?"
I wasn't necessarily just talking about, is this awkward? Is this not awkward? I was just trying to figure out scenarios. Like, what do you do? How do you avoid this shit from happening? I need people to leave me alone all the time.
You would just ignore it.
That's what I do.
Like, entirely.
I ignore everybody anyway.
That's very true.
We were in the same Facebook group chat.
Wait, we were?
We have been.
Yeah. Huh? Just completely ignore it.
Yeah, I'll text you for like a day, and then 3 days later you'll message me and be like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh, well, 3 days ago I was trying to hang out."
"Hey, you want to go see this movie?" 3 days later, "No, I can't make it."
"No, I
understand.
I was trying to go to Applebee's with my bros, but
there was no line."
It was weird. Your ex was there.
She's great service. Should have given her a chance. I mean, in that situation, Jared, I don't see an issue. I'm not an issue man.
Issue man?
No.
Yeah. I think I got a pretty good understanding.
Yeah, I like that.
So, Jared, I hope you get better at being awkward around situations.
Oh, I don't have that situation. All my exes are from not Texas. They're all from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why you date girls out of the state?
So yeah, like, so I'll never see you again. Yeah.
This will never become a problem.
Again.
And then you made the mistake of dating the same one in the same state. Or no, another girl in the same exact state.
Yeah, but it's a big state. It's a big state, and they were still 2 hours of difference.
Jared, there's a whole other state in between us and Pennsylvania.
There's two other states. Maryland and West Virginia.
Yeah.
I guess if you do DC's not a state.
I don't have to tap into those yet. I don't think I will, but if I do, I guess I've got two options left. And then after
there's 50 states.
I'm not including
the one that you're in. You're in a big state, bud.
Yeah.
I've already dipped this state.
Go south.
Go south. Don't be afraid to go south.
Be a bird.
North Carolina.
Be the bird we've always known you to be. Just go south for the winter.
Fly.
Go south
like
for the winter.
Like a Nelly Furtado song?
Win her.
Ooh. Is that a fish?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
So, did we help?
This wasn't really for me. This was just a conversation I had today.
Did we help, though?
Send this to the person you had the conversation with then. Yeah. And then make sure you fucking subscribe, you embarrassed asshole. Yeah, you
I will.
There you go. Rate five stars. Fan question?
We do have a fan question. This one comes from our good friend David. It says, and I quote, What is the most favorite David dish you've ever eaten? Could be dishes that eater I make or remind you of me.
It's not remind.
I mean, one, the question was sent to us properly.
Yeah.
Gage failed to type this.
Gage has what are you talking about?
And we made him.
What are you talking about?
Could be a dish that eater I make or remind you of me.
Those are words. Have you seen the room?
Okay.
That's fair.
You're right.
So what is your guys' most favorite David dish? Or a dish that he either made or reminds you of him?
Man. You guys got anything? Start off with?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm still improving.
So me and David have made many a fancy dishes. We've made hot and sour soup, Chicago-style pizza, the age-old GPV, Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to GP.
V? GP's V.
GP's V?
Thank you for subscribing.
We've made a handful. We've made homemade guac. We've made a whole mess of food. But I think the one that sticks out to me the most is hot and sour soup.
What's hot and sour soup?
It's soup that's hot, but also sour from the land of China.
I'll
never ask you to describe something ever again.
So it's got good stuff in it. It's
like
got
warheads and lemon heads.
All things that are made of love. Like there's...
all things?
There's egg.
All good things.
Broth. There's tofu, which is surprising because I'm a meat eater. I'm a man. There's egg.
You said that one.
Lamb.
Oh, okay.
We put lamb in it.
Is this a soup where you find whatever you have in your fridge and boil some water and just kind of throw it together?
No, it's not chili.
But it's like that, though.
No, it's pretty good.
But it's like that.
It is that.
It takes some preparation. It's totally that. It's got bamboo stalks.
Nope.
But either that or the GPV, Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina, for sure.
Okay.
I don't think I've had anything that David has made. But if I had to choose one that I would like to have, the stories that I have heard about this deep dish pizza, the Chicago style pizza, I want it.
That taste.
In your mouth?
Yes.
You want it all in there.
All of it.
Would you put pineapples on it?
Yeah, absolutely.
No,
100%. I would.
I will call David right now and ask him what kind of dishes he would make you guys.
You know what we should have done is we should have phone called David into this.
Phone called him?
I can.
We should have phoned him in.
Do you want me to phone?
You try to phone a friend.
We'll phone a friend. Go ahead and do your guys'.
Mine was a spam sandwich. It's nothing he's ever made for me, but it reminds me of him because like I don't have it and I don't eat it, but I hear other people talk about spam and people like to think spam's funny and David's kind of funny, so he reminds me of spam sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a spam and cheese sandwich?
Or I don't think I just don't think I'd eat it, Jared. I don't think I'd eat it.
What are you, Kyle?
I would have to say the homemade hot dogs with mayo are pretty good.
Homemade hot dogs.
Yeah, homemade hot dogs with mayo.
Homemade hot dogs?
I think it's mayo.
Do you know how hot dogs are made?
Oh, man, it's good. Huh?
Do you know how hot dogs are made?
Not at home.
Not at your home.
You sure?
Not at your home. I haven't seen Kyle's house.
That's true.
Kyle might have...
I live close to a...
He's got an egg maker.
And I have... I live close to a butcher, so...
I was thinking of machines. I'm like, what fucking machine makes?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And then in my head, it was just me going, what the fuck machine makes eggs? And then I was like, Oh, chickens.
And it's a lot of conveyor belts and a lot of arms just grabbing stuff.
It's just like Pee-wee's Playhouse bullshit where it's just like, here's an egg.
But you say omelet in that place and it fucking explodes.
It's like, fuck yes!
Word of the day!
Chairs go fucking
I'm gonna try
insane.
To phone a friend and we're gonna see if we can get you guys some of that, some meals.
Get us that menu.
Wait. Like, okay, is he gonna pick a meal for all
He's calling
of us
the
to
chef
eat?
Right now.
I'm calling the chef combo.
The chef. And we're gonna, he's gonna have to. What if he's working?
Wait, the chef?
Oh, I hope he answers now.
I don't think he's working.
It's a pretty exclusive club to be called on the podcast.
That's true.
They've only called.
Oh.
Hey, David, you are on the How We Do podcast, a self-help podcast in the beautiful state of the state that we are turned in.
Yeah,
there you go.
Closer there.
So, so we're answering, So we're answering your question, what is the most favorite David dish you've ever eaten? Could it could be dishes that either I make or remit you of me?
I hate you.
So, you know me, what dish do you think I would have picked?
One of three things, but given the time of the season, I am going to say hot and sour soup.
Wow. That's it.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
I told them it would be hot and sour soup, but it was a close tie between GPVs, which I don't, I'm not allowed to have anymore.
No, you're not allowed to have anymore because you were like, I want two of them, and then you didn't eat both of them.
Yeah, I got greedy.
You ate half of one of them.
Yeah.
But I was gonna actually my second choice for you would have been a Chicago style pizza.
I did bring up the Chicago style pizza.
So Jared, David needs to give us all
So David
what our picks are.
I want you to you want him to
I want him to tell me what my pick would be.
Okay, what do you think Jarrett's pick was? And it doesn't have to be one of those three, it could be any kind of foods that remind him of you, or it could be one of those three. I'm giving you any option you want.
I'm going to say Jared was going to mention the dank-ass tacos from the little Mexicana Deliciopoly.
I almost did. But I wanted to stay with foods that David makes.
It sounds like, it sounds like a no.
He said Chicago-style pizza. He wants it in his mouth.
I do. I need to have
it. Have you ever had Chicago-style pizza?
Not from you.
Oh.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Chicago-style pizza is the equivalent of delicious everywhere. Like, every pizza should be made like Chicago-style pizza.
Yeah, well, but I'm going to put pineapples on it.
I wouldn't put pineapples on a Chicago
pizza. Yeah, well,
that's
it's not
I
your
said,
pizza.
I would.
That's like punching yourself in the dick 1,000 times.
I've done it. 912.
Why would you?
Every day since 12th grade.
Yeah. Builds resilience and strength.
So, let me see. Gage? If Gage was going to...
He's not
have me remind him of food, or have food that remind him of me. Man, that's a really weird way to see
it. Yeah, Gage isn't a good typer.
What?
I would have to say that he would think that I remind him of something a little crazy. So if you're choosing amongst those three, I would bet you he would choose the GPV.
Okay, now... Now, he didn't pick one of the three.
Okay.
Changed the rules.
Off the script.
Off the script. Do you have any idea of what it could have been that he picked?
Macaroni and cheese.
No.
Close. It was a Spam sandwich.
You remind me of a Spam sandwich, David.
Spam sandwich. You know, Spam sandwiches are quite good. Have you ever had one?
No.
With a little fried spam, maybe a little egg on it, cheese?
No.
Oh.
What about Kyle?
Well, Kyle, I think Kyle would see me as a chicken wing or a slider guy.
A chicken wing man?
Kyle looks like a chicken wing.
What does that mean?
Thanks.
I don't understand.
Well, he picked
always covered in sauce.
He picked a homemade hot dog. Chipotle
sauce that explodes in his pockets.
Homemade hot dog? I don't even know how to make homemade hot dog. Like,
you don't? Homemade, I'm really.
Wait. You mean like homemade as in like mince all the meat up and put it in a stone casing and then make it? Or like take it out of the package and depending on how you cook it and then put your toppings on it with a bun.
No, you gotta make the whole thing.
No, like all of it.
From scratch.
Yeah.
Scratch.
Ooh, scrim scram.
Yeah.
No, I don't know how to do that. I've never done that before.
Damn it.
I could probably do it. And it's not hard. It's all on how you
it's a hot dog.
The meat out, I guess. I think you got to roll it out and then press it in like
a fuck it up, you get a sausage. And then you're like, shit.
Or you're happy about that.
Or you're like, oh, I accidentally made sausage.
Well, right on, man. Thank you so much for putting in your question.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, gentlemen. It was fun, and I look forward to joining you all in the future as well.
Stay golden, my dude. All
right. Have a blessed man.
Okay, bye.
You cut him off.
That's okay.
Cool. Yeah. Sweet. Me and Kyle both don't have topics.
Yeah.
You guys fucked it.
What do you want me to do?
What is
Make
that?
Make something what's, up. I'm curious about what's at the bottom.
Oh, this
I just see names, and yeah. I only know two of them.
I know all three of them.
I know the two bottom ones. I don't know who's on top.
You know who that is?
I don't think so.
I have interview requests with these three people right now. I'm waiting to hear back.
Shit.
Ooh. So. Drew Carey?
Dog, I'm going to tell you right now, if I get to talk to Steve, I'm going to be so happy.
Why did you get to talk to Steve?
I just want to talk to Steve. That's nerdable stuff. Damn it.
Who's Steve?
From I want Stranger you Things. To talk to Steve and tell him I said hi.
Okay.
Who's Dave Bautista?
It's Drax the Destroyer. I still don't know who the first one is. But
Troy Baker is a video game voiceover person.
Then that's why I don't know who he is.
Joel in The Last of Us. Joker in Wit and Bioshock. He's been in
Joker. Joker in Origins. Yeah. He's literally been in everything.
Anybody want to say a game that I've played?
The male voice in Fallout 4.
Okay, I know that one.
There you go.
He's the other voice actor that's not Nolan North.
Yep.
Okay. Because there is only four people to do voices.
He's Drake's brother in Uncharted 4.
Never played it.
You're fucking up.
Well.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for that email to come back.
We're done with Tales of the List for today. Because
yeah, he didn't email us back. He sent us his dick, and then that was it.
And said we were assholes.
Damn, our first Craigslist date didn't go so well.
Yeah, we reached out. And all we got was a handful of dick and disappointment.
But hey, you gotta try though, right?
Can we
gotta
put try. Out there? Yeah. Can we put out a request for somebody to give us a question to ask on Craigslist?
I like that.
And we'll post it.
You guys
send us something to post on Craigslist and we will post
it. Here's what I would like at all. Send us anything.
Yeah, send us things.
Or I know people listen to this show.
Post on Craigslist and say, ask us something.
Okay.
And then... Next week, we'll go over what we've been asked on Craigslist.
Would that be on Rants and Raves? Rants and Raves, maybe? Strictly, or Community?
Or Strictly Platonic. It'd be one of those two.
Do all of them.
Local news. All of them.
Musicians? Or are
general.
We musicians?
There's a general in Community.
Jobs?
Yeah.
Model call. This one would work. Let's go.
Maternity, newborn, breastfeeding.
Child care at home. Teach me English. Nicholas Cruz.
Also this one. Definitely this one. We definitely... Nicholas Cruz pick. CNN loser. Gun control now.
We are posting...
Service offered. 100%.
It is...
A household service.
Skilled trade.
How many can we pick?
I think probably just
writing,
one.
Editing, trans... No.
There's no, like...
Small biz ad.
Therapeutic help. Services.
Oh, therapeutic services. Therapeutic oh, $10 service. Per ad. What?
Holy shit.
Hot damn.
Lessons in tutoring?
I think I meant.
I mean, technically, we're a computer service, right?
Hey, you can do small biz ads.
Beauty service.
And, like...
We are a small business.
Well, but I'm saying, like, people might be like, hey, can you guys put us on...
I don't.
Yeah, put this up.
I don't like this.
We got to make an account, bro.
Yeah, create an account.
You got to make that Craigslist account.
How do we do podcast?
Shit.
Yeah, you going to learn to type today or tomorrow?
No.
Never?
Okay. Someone pays me to write stuff.
And not edit it. Just write it. Just get it out there.
Damn it.
I got to go there.
Fucking... Wow.
Thanks, man, I was really hoping it was the other guy. Be like, hey, I'm sorry.
Do you remember what our password is? Oh man, our password strength is so strong.
Oh my god.
It's not super strong.
Click show to make sure you type it right, please.
Boom!
Okay, cool. Sweet. Dope.
Continue creating my post. Whoa.
What is that? Sure.
Terms are loose.
Yeah. Northern. No, I'll do.
Just do nationwide.
It's got to be local. A little bit. Person title. Ask me a question.
Ask me anything.
AMA.
Or AUA. Ask us anything.
Yeah, ask me anything.
Plug the podcast on Craigslist.
Damn.
Right. Is this like, I know how we talk about Craigslist a lot being like the bottom of the barrel. We are creating the barrel right now.
No, we're making the barrel. We're weaving the barrel. Weaving the baskets right now.
You got to put something in the posting box.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm thinking of.
How goes it, ladies and gentlemen? Jesus Christ.
How goes it?
I am interested in anything you have to ask. I will answer honestly and truthfully to my ability. Ask me anything, and I mean anything. Your answer, or the answers will be posted at, and then just plug our website.
You still want to plug it?
I mean, how else are they going to get their answers?
Send them a reply with the episode.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Time codes. Yeah. Oh, how goes it? I am interested in anything in... What?
I am interested in anything you want to ask.
Okay. I will answer truthfully and honestly, and I mean anything.
Oh, putting a winky face. Oh,
getting ballsy.
There you go. With the nose.
Stay golden and do it for Johnny. Fuck. Oh, my God.
Stay golden.
Stay oh, that's not one word, bud. There you go. Oh my gosh,
we'll get it. It's all right.
Do it for Johnny. You didn't spell Johnny right.
How do you want to spell Johnny?
It's J-O-H-N-N-Y.
Whatever.
Jogny.
Jogny. My sweet Jogny.
Is that good enough?
I think that's good enough. I love my sweet Jogny. Don't put a phone number down there.
Hell no.
By text?
Show my real... No, don't show my real email. No. Don't do anything else. No.
don't touch the computer anymore.
Well, it's asking us for our address.
Is it okay for people to contact me for other services and products?
Yes.
Sure,
whatever.
Hey, I don't have any questions, but do you suck dick? I guess it is a question.
Oh, it has your...
Are we going to get a lot of those?
It's fine. There you go.
Should we?
What kind of image?
Oh, show our banner.
Yeah.
Just our banner.
The All of Us banner, yeah. That's such a great picture.
Or you can do the businessman picture.
I want to do the businessman one so bad.
You want to do the businessman?
Just like on its...
What, this one or this one?
No, the actual, yeah.
Just the businessman
picture. I wish I would have saved it without the green. You look like you're trying to sell someone ideas on how to get rich quick.
That's amazing. I'm so happy that it's my
Can I
picture.
Just say that this is a very like Craigslist heavy episode and I like it a lot.
There you go.
Oh, I love it. This is everything I love.
Can you screen cap that, please?
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's going to be the... Oh my god.
Well, I'm famous now, guys.
And now I like.
You're famous forever.
Now I'm a businessman. I am a true businessman.
I am sorry in advance for the dicks that we will receive on that
dude, post. If my picture gets your dick picture pics,
and like gets recirculated through Craigslist, like, this is me, ladies. You want to check me out? I'm a businessman.
If my picture gets dick pics, I'll be pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
I think I'll succeed. You have to put your phone number in there?
It's for verification.
Please, ladies, tell me how my dance is. I'm a businessman.
I'm a businessman. I do business. Oh my gosh. Well, you guys have nothing? You guys, are we out? Are we out of 5,000 with this one?
I think so.
Dunyan rings?
Yeah. Cause,
yeah.
That it?
Yeah, I think that's gonna do it for us today on the How We Do podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe and rate us. And
yeah, review.
Review us.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter. We're on Snapchat. We are on Google Play, iTunes. It's completely free to subscribe to us. It is completely free to review, free to do anything. Just hang out. We don't pay to
to solicit ourselves.
What?
I mean, unless this, Craigslist.
We don't pay to advertise. It's all word of mouth and fun on Craigslist.
We're giving you a quality show for free, people.
Yeah. Yep. So,
wait till we start charging for this motherfucker.
I don't think we ever will.
Once honestly. This Craigslist thing pops up, no, I probably won't.
Yeah. Once Craigslist pops off, we're gonna blow up. I think that's gonna do it for us. Thank you, Chef. Stay golden. And do it for Johnny.